Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Brian, and I'm very proud of myself. I did the double Belichick. I mentioned the Belichick, and then I pulled another Belichick by just stealing it from you. That's really awesome for me.
It was good, but I felt bad almost because I was bringing up the Belichick. I know you're the Pats fan here.
Yeah, but I think that's win the game, yeah, how you can win the game. If you can run out the clock and screw the other guy, then
I thought that was the best comparison that we could come up with this, because ultimately I feel like that's an idea that is already being floated in Republican circles, that if they run out the clock on this process and they have these current maps used in 2022 – And Clayfish or a Republican wins the governorship, they're going to write the maps wherever they want.
Here's how this game, whatever this political game is played versus Republicans and Democrats, it's a lot like the Harlem Globetrotters and the Washington Generals. See if you can follow along as to who plays which role. Even though the demographics of each team are pretty much flipped in this one, but let's move forward with it. So if the score is whatever the Republicans say it is, so they're always winning, they can pretty much say it. They don't have to have any ideas.
No,
they don't have to have any actual solutions. They just have to win, and then they have to run again to win again, and that's literally it.
And it's because easier for them to run again and win again because they've made it so.
Yes.
They've built in
the rules, and their philosophy
is easier to win for them.
Their philosophy is that nothing in government should work or does work. So
anytime it doesn't, they win.
Yes.
Yes.
So all they have to do ever is run out the clock.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter if, you know, they get their maps accepted or not. They just have to stop the Dems from having any say or any movement or anything whatsoever. And hopefully maybe some judges will come in.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe.
And they're taking the same strategy on a number of different issues. And I think the pandemic response is another great example.
Yeah.
They were anti-masks. They were anti-vaccine mandates. They're anti-doing any COVID-19 mitigation efforts pretty much at all. And they want to be able to blame the government when it's working, especially if there are Democrats in charge. They love to blame the government. They love to blame, point fingers at the Biden administration and say it's Biden's fault that all these prices are going up because he's spending all this money. It's like, no.
He hasn't spent the money yet.
The money hasn't been spent.
Yeah.
No. The demand is coming back because, wow, lo and behold, people are having shots in their arms. They're getting the vaccines, and they want to get back to life before the pandemic.
Oh, that's crazy.
And it's weird how sometimes, you know, all these capitalists claim, oh, you're socialist. You want socialism. But the aspect of supply and demand driving the market right now, and yes, prices are going up. But Biden's also sending everybody with kids a child tax credit that is coming to your bank accounts
In a couple of days.
Monday morning,
everybody.
Yeah. And so it's like, they're complaining about the government helping the economy recover too quickly. Like, I don't understand. But then they don't want to do any of the vaccine mandates or the mask mandates to help mitigate the spread of COVID, defeat the pandemic, and get back to normal.
Yeah. By the way, if only there were numbers that would indicate how well, like, highly vaccinated areas are doing versus not highly vaccinated areas in this state. Just so you know, Oak Creek gained a plus one for the vaccine yesterday. My daughter got herself a nice little poke and then lived.
Yeah.
And
was she feeling
alive.
All right? Was she...
She was complaining about her arm being sore.
Yeah. I remember I went and got the vaccines and flu shots and all those things when I was a kid. One of the silliest things that I ever did was my mom scheduled an appointment for me. I believe my mom, maybe my dad, but one of my parents scheduled an appointment for me right before a baseball game.
Oh.
And I got it in the wrong. I got it in my throwing arm than my catching arm.
No. And actually probably good for you because it's going to work the blood through.
At first, when I was warming up, I could barely throw the ball where I wanted to throw the ball for Little League because my arm was killing me.
Just do what Doc Ellis did and drop some acid. You'll be fine. You'll throw a no-hitter. It happens every single time.
At age 14?
Yeah, why not? That's the best time. When your mind is not completely developed, that's the best time to really experiment with.
Well, I can't go back in time and change it now. Sorry, Brian. I did not do that.
Well, we're going to have to wait for Spider-Man to come out. And then
there
we can
go. See what happens. Yeah,
that'll be the font of the spring of which we can go back and fix all of our timelines.
But it is funny that you bring up that concept, because there is reporting out here from the Wisconsin State Journal today that numbers of COVID-19 are starting to uptick again. We reported 2 days in a row of 3,000 or more cases for two consecutive days. And the state's transmission levels here in Wisconsin, guess where they're the lowest, Brian?
In places with higher vaccination.
That is correct.
That's
crazy. Dane and Menominee counties are the two highest vaccination statuses for the two counties, and they have the lowest levels of transmission.
Oh.
And the counties with the lowest vaccination rates have the highest levels of transmission.
It's crazy. It's almost like the numbers are...
It's weird how that works out sometimes.
The vaccine works.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
So we've got a mask mandate here in Dane County, too. I don't believe Menominee or any other counties have one still in effect here in the state. So the mask mandate might also be helping. But again, something that local governments, Dane County government, can put in, and we see an indication of a lower transmission rate. So it's just weird how that works.
That's crazy how that works. Hey, you know, my daughter, when she was on her way to school today, you know what she was really concerned about?
What's that?
How well she was dressed for her Veterans Day singing, you know.
Oh, fun.
You know,
she was singing.
She had a recital for Veterans Day and stuff like that, which is great because both her grandfathers, both her grandfathers, my dad, I'm completely messing up this whole family tree thing. Both her grandfathers served. Amy's dad, it was in the Army, and my dad, Semper Fi.
Yeah.
So
both my grandfathers served, and my mom's dad, Semper Fi.
Yeah, my mom's dad also served. It was at his funeral. It was nuts. We were, you know, my cousin Sarah and I were the oldest two cousins. We, you know, we got to spend the most time with him, and we're crying and everything like that. And we kind of got to each other. We got to laughing about him because he's a goofball like myself. And you know, we walked out of the studio. We walked out of the church, and I didn't know that they had gotten full military honors for him, and those bagpipes hit, and I was a wreck.
Yeah.
And that was real tears, not just the Kyle Rittenhouse kind.
Come
back with us, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.